Good evening. I'm Rick Cottom. Welcome to Your Maryland. In 1913, Jacques Schneider, a French aeronautical pioneer, organized an annual race to spur the development of seaplanes. A Frenchman won that first prize of 90,000 francs at Monaco by flying at the breakneck speed of 61 miles an hour. World War I suspended the competition, but with the 1920s came the golden age of airplane racing. The Americans, whose government had funded the Curtiss Airplane Company, offered to host the 1925 Schneider Cup race near Baltimore. Britain and Italy began work on new planes, while the Americans pursued speed records with their Curtiss racers. Early in October, a group of daring pilots and odd-looking planes converged on Bay Shore Park to race for the Schneider Cup. At the end of a trolley line 14 miles southeast of Baltimore, Bay Shore had a beach and a boardwalk, but no one had thought to put up hangars. The English and Italians needed time for shakedown flights and repairs, so the Baltimore Flying Club came to the rescue by putting up canvas tents on the boardwalk. The American teams, one from the Army, the other from the Navy, arrived last with nonchalant swagger. The Navy team had set a speed record of 189 miles per hour the year before, and the Army had brought in a ringer. James H. Jimmy Doolittle had earned a doctorate in aeronautical engineering from MIT that June and had logged thousands of hours in the air. The Navy also flew in the pride of its seaplane fleet to put on an air show the day of the race. 23 Curtiss torpedo bombers glided in and anchored offshore, while the racers put their planes through navigation and seaworthiness trials. The British team immediately ran into trouble. A pilot, who had broken his wrist playing deck tennis on the cruise over from Southampton, lost control of his daring new single-wing Supermarine S-4 and pancaked into the bay. The British support boat's motor conked out, but a teammate taxied his plane over and picked the pilot off the back of his fuselage. That night, gale force winds blew into Bay Shore, knocking down hangars, damaging planes, and postponing the race. Worse, 17 Navy torpedo bombers had torn loose and smashed themselves to pieces on shore. Army General William Billy Mitchell, already in trouble for criticizing the Navy after its airship Shenandoah crashed that September, called the loss staggering and blasted Navy mismanagement. On Monday, October 26th, after a day of repairs, 5,000 spectators rode down the Red Rocket Line to see the great race. Unable to start his engine, one Italian pilot trudged into his hangar, ducked behind a large flower arrangement sent by Baltimore's Italian community, and cried. A British pilot broke a strut and watched helplessly as his plane's nose dipped and the propeller sawed through his pontoons. Doolittle managed to get airborne first in a dash of spray, and his Army black and gold Curtiss biplane zoomed around the first lap at 223 miles an hour. The Navy was hot on his heels, followed by the British and Italians, but Doolittle knew how to bank into tight turns and fly low into a headwind. The Navy's hopes ended when one plane's engine quit a lap short of the finish line, and the other's engine caught fire. Both pilots landed safely and watched Doolittle soar high overhead in a victory celebration. No one knew it at the time, but the Schneider Cup race of 1925 was a bit of aeronautic history. Billy Mitchell would be court-martialed for insubordination a month later and become the subject of a Hollywood film. Benito Mussolini put Italian government money behind his racers, who dominated the Schneider Cup in the 30s. Jimmy Doolittle went on to lead an air raid over Tokyo in retribution for Pearl Harbor. Most importantly, the designer of the British Supermarine plane that had pancaked into the bay found in his failure the seeds of the legendary British Spitfires that turned the Battle of Britain. And to think, for one glorious, daring, comical, sparkling moment, they were all a part of Your Maryland.